Our star guest today has been writing and performing her own music for many years in LA, but something very special has recently thrust her into the consciousness here in the UK. Amelia Baker is the singer-songwriter behind Cinderwell, and if you think you recognise that name, that's because Cinderwell is the talent behind the theme tune of Mackenzie Crook's latest television hit, Small Profits. It's proved such an amazingly popular television series over here. I've had so many people contact me knowing we were going to do this interview. I have questions for later, but I think first of all, we'll welcome Amelia to the program. Amelia, welcome to Community Connections and Read on the Radio.
Thank you so much, Andrew. It's great to be here.
I don't know whether you know quite the effect your music and that series is having over here.
Yeah, I'm seeing things on the internet and it's felt quite exciting for sure.
Let's go back to the beginning. Cinderwell is a project that you've set up, but how did you originally get into entertainment and performing?
I was always playing music. Starting in high school, I was writing songs with friends and mostly on the guitar and the piano. And then when I went to college in Santa Cruz, I joined bands. There was like a very vibrant folk and punk and just kind of like underground DIY music scene there. So it all started very, very naturally. And yeah, then joined bands there and started touring around the US and all over Europe and the UK back in about 2013. And then I started my own solo output because I had been writing in bands and playing with people and started Cinderwell as kind of like a project that could sustain me through over time. And yeah, that's what the beginnings were. So it was all kind of really based in community and yeah, a very like underground kind of network of people booking shows and putting things together.
Did you have formal music training then, or is this something that's just evolved organically?
I didn't when I started. Everything was just just friends teaching each other and playing together, and really no formal training. I can not read music very well at all. But then in After college, I did a master's program in Ireland where I did Irish traditional music. So I'm like, but again, that's not like a very formal training, is that's still a tradition very much based in community. But yeah, that's the closest I got.
I can certainly see a lot of the Irish influence coming through, certainly in the music that we're hearing as part of Small Profits over here. Where does Amelia finish and Cinderwell start? You talk about it being a project. How has it evolved into what it is now?
I knew that it was going to be a pretty much like solo output of me being like the sole songwriter, but I have collaborated with amazing musicians who have, kind of been part of the band for years at a time. But I liked the idea of having a bit of like a band name, just have a little bit of separation and not have it feel like a singer-songwriter, even though it is like very, a lot of the music is quite personal. So yeah, it just gives it a little bit of a separation and a world to create there.
Certainly, the music comes over as very personal, as written and performed from the heart. How would you describe your music to somebody coming to it very new?
It's always hard to do, to have to use like genre descriptors. I think for a lot of artists, it's like a hard thing to say, but sometimes I say it's sad folk music with a bit of doomy metal kind of influence. But yeah, essentially, the longer this project has lasted, even though now I've been transitioning into scoring work, I really value just songwriting and trying to write a good song, and then the instrumentation and everything supports that. But I do try not to think too much about like where it's gonna fit when it ends.
To my ear, there's a lot of heart in what you write.
Yeah, thank you. I would hope so. I would hope that we're all trying to do that on some level. Yeah, it's just personal. I think it just came from, songwriting is a very It can be a very like deep and cathartic and sort of lonely process when you're really diving into writing lyrics. But yeah, I just try to, I really value songs and music that feels honest, and I just try to do the same.
Let's talk small profits then. Is this the first time you've collaborated internationally on a television series?
Yes, definitely. I had done just a little bit of collaborating with a Canadian composer on a score, but it was, I was not the main composer on that. And I, over the last couple of years, I've gotten really interested in composing and scoring for film and TV. So this opportunity coming along was unreal. Like, it's still kind of hard to fully take it in. So yes, for sure, it was the first time collaborating on a TV show and to just do, to have a series to work on in general.
How was the approach made to you by Mackenzie, and how did he know about you?
So it was last April, I believe, and I was touring a lot last year, so I was in and out of LA, and I just remember opening up my laptop to check emails as you do, and I had an email from Mackenzie Crook, and he said he was working on a television show that had been like 10 years in the making, like this idea percolating, and he was really excited that it was finally happening. I think at that point they were in pre-production, and described it a bit. He said it was kind of, this a bit of like magical realism, and with like a with themes of nostalgia and loss and a David Lynch kind of influence, and I was like 100%. So yeah, then we just spoke the next day and took it from there. But we met recently, and yeah, he told me that he had heard a collaborative track that I did with Jim Getty from over there in Sheffield, and that kind of drew him to my music. And then he told me he signed up for my newsletter, and at some point in my newsletter, I had said that I was getting into composing work, and that gave him an idea. So to all the musicians out there, I think the newsletter is a really good thing. Don't overlook it.
Were you able to see any of Mackenzie's earlier work before you started working on Small Profits to get his style and his approach?
Yes, definitely. Of course, started watching Detectorists and listening to the music in that, which is Johnny Flynn, and it's gorgeous, and the theme song is perfect. And as I was watching it after I had read the scripts for Small Profits, I was kind of putting the pieces together, and I was like, I think that this is going to be quite different in terms of the music. Like, I could sense already that there were some long montages and that the music was going to be, even from the script, I could tell that it was going to be pretty prevalent. But got a sense of his work, which was obviously just so human and just really compelling characters and very much world building and atmosphere.
Were you working in LA to produce this, or did you come over to the UK?
Yeah, I worked here in Venice Beach with engineer Harlan Steinberger, who has recorded he recorded Cadence, my most recent record, and we just had a really good setup from day one and worked really hard. And yeah, so I never got to work on it over there, but yeah, maybe next time.
I think when you come next time, you'll probably be swamped by fans. We've had a number of them get in contact with the program on the podcast.
Amazing.
And I've got a couple of questions to ask you from them. But I think also it's just worth mentioning just the general comments. Tina Huntingdon just basically says, thank you for this. I love the theme tune. Joseph Bartram, are there any plans to release the soundtrack?
Well, thank you all. And yeah, it's something that we've talked about. There's no concrete plans yet, but I think it's definitely something that will happen down the line to release, more of the instrumental cues.
Keep us in touch and we'll let everyone know when you've got those plans a bit further down the line. Andy Pierce has asked a question. How does writing music for a narrative differ from writing from a purely personal place, as you do with your own records?
Well, I have written some songs in the past where I was experimenting with writing from the perspective of someone else or something else. Like on my record, No Summer, I was living in Ireland at the time, and I was kind of like a bit obsessed with this old asylum that was abandoned, and I wrote a song called Our Ladies, which is from the perspective of the building and kind of like seeing its inhabitants. So sometimes it can be very freeing to imagine a character or even an object that is the narrator. So I think that when you're writing songs, and I'm sure it's the same for writing, stories, it's like you're always kind of in there a bit, but it can be a bit freeing to like take yourself out of it a little bit.
Nigel Watson talks about the choice of the style of music for the program. Were you given much freedom to make that decision, or was Mackenzie guiding you? Because it works so well, but it's very unusual for that type of series over here.
Yeah, I mean, I feel extremely lucky to have mostly been given the cue to do Cinderwell or whatever that means, to kind of like make the music in the style that I've built over time. But yeah, of course, there's like restrictions on, it's not completely free because you're trying to hit a certain feeling for each scene. But I was also in some of the temp music that they used, there was a lot of kind of like an Americana feel. And we had a lot of discussions about whether or not that was, yeah, I had questions about that. But looking back, some of those more like upbeat kind of Americana feeling cues are really pretty fun.
One final big question from Kath Connolly. She asks, how did you go about writing the music and tying it in with the plot? Did you see the show, then write the music? Were you writing some of it before you saw the show and then amending it? How did it work?
It was a bit of both. So I had read the scripts first without seeing any picture, and I wrote some of the main melody themes from that. And I would just kind of it was mostly just all on a classical guitar, and I would, yeah. So some of the melodic themes were written before seeing any of the actors or anything. There's one theme that kind of is in some of the like opening parts of the show. That I wrote. That was the first thing I wrote. And then the theme song I wrote without seeing anything, just had the story in my head and was writing bits of it while on tour, like in the van and in the green rooms and stuff. So that was kind of nice to not have. It reminded me of when you were a kid and you were like, you would read something like Harry Potter, or like you'd have this whole world in your mind. Like this is very my generation. But then when the movies came out, you're like, whoa, that's not how I pictured, Hermione or whatever. So I really enjoyed writing these characters from like the world it created in my mind from the scripts. And then the cues, for different scenes were very much I was watching the picture and responding to it. Some of that a bit improvised. Yeah, but so I'd say it was a bit half and half.
Kath, now you know. One final question, which has been asked by Gary P. Art, Janina Newson, and Kath again, actually. When are you coming to the UK? Will people get a chance to see you over here at any festivals?
Yeah, there's absolutely. There's no tour booked at the moment, but I was there last August or September, and yeah, I feel like some really nice offers are coming in, and I would love to come over soon. So, yeah, sometime in the next year.
As I say, I think you'll certainly attract even more numbers this time, Amelia. What are you working on at the moment? Now you've got Small Profits under your belt. We know that there's another two series in the planning, which I'm sure Mackenzie will be talking to you about. But away from Small Profits, what are you doing at the moment?
I have a record that will come out probably around this summer. That was another record I recorded with Harlan, who recorded the score with me. And Yeah, so that's kind of in the wings. And beyond that, just trying to keep the momentum of writing. I want to write another record, and just kind of patiently hoping for a second season, as I think it sounds like a lot of people are at this point.
Well, we understand over here that it was always written as a three-season series, and we know that the first season ended with to be continued. So we are very much looking forward to that, and we really hope, once again, Amelia, that you are working as Cinderwell behind that. Can I thank you so much for joining us on the programme today, also for being very open and answering our listeners' questions. And the very best of luck. Please let us know when you're coming over to the UK and we'll spread the word over here. Before we finally say goodbye, how can my listeners find out more about you? Websites, socials, I guess you're on a lot of them.
Yeah, I share stuff on Instagram, and I have a website, cinderwellmusic.com, and sign up for that newsletter. And those are probably the best ways to get in touch.
And if anyone else has got a television series bubbling in their mind, then contact you for that.
Sure.
Amelia Baker, known as Cinderwell, thank you so much for joining us on the programme today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
The kettle on the wise man's song.